Ruth emailed me a copy of the program for the Missouri State University Theater and Dance Department's Spring Dance Concert, which is going to be another four performances all together next weekend, Thursday through Saturday, the 4th through the 6th. Those are all at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, May the 7th at 2:30 p.m. in the Craig Hall Coger Theater.
Yes.
This is the annual dance concert by the MSU Theater and Dance Department, and you're calling it this time Movement in Flux, right?
Yes, we are. Movement is always in flux, I guess. Yeah. Well, there has been a lot of change in the department, too, and in the world. So it just seemed like an appropriate title. Yeah.
And you're using, of course, the student dancers of Missouri State University and doing all original works.
Right.
Choreographed and created by dance faculty and by guest artist Kara Hagen.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Yeah, Kara actually is a former student of mine from the North Carolina School of the Arts, now the University of North Carolina School of the Arts. And she's an assistant professor of dance studies at Appalachian State University in Boone. And what can I say about her? Kara's a multidisciplinary artist, so she works in dance. She does what we call contemporary dance and also tap. And she also makes dance videos and created an event that's called Movies by Movers that solicits dance videos from all over the world. And they have showings, and she teaches people how to do that kind of work as well.
She is bringing to the table at this concert a show, a piece called Tiny Potato on the Train.
Yes. So this is an a cappella a cappella tap piece.
No musical accompaniment.
The music is created
by the
dancers.
Yeah.
And it is amazing. Mm. It is beautifully constructed. We do hear the train. We do hear rain. They have a tap battle at one point. So one group, trying to out tap the other. I don't know where the potato came in, but
what the heck,
Yeah, what the heck, exactly. And I mean, we all love potatoes.
yes, we do.
And she sent me a meme that said, "You are a tiny potato, and I believe in you." So, yeah, it's a very, very fun piece. There are nine students in there, and they're from the dance program, musical theater program, BS Ed, speech and theater program. So, it's a really one. Oh, and an EMS major also.
Okay.
So, yeah, we don't only have the
just the theater and dance,
right? Or just
major,
dance
majors,
right? In the program,
you are one of the faculty choreographers, and Sarah Brummel and Sarah Wilcoxon are the other two.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. And so we have a range of disciplines, range of style. Sarah Wilcoxon has restaged and adapted a piece that was created by Bob Fosse.
The crunchy granola suite.
Right, and that music is by Neil Diamond. And we've got, this is wonderful. So Kyle Aho, who's an instructor in the music and the theater and dance departments,
right.
He plays for dance classes, and he also is an instructor in the jazz program in the music department. So Kyle and some of his Jazz Symposium 1 students will be playing live for the Crunchy Granola Suite, and there are two musical theater majors who are singing. And
I like the fact that you've got live musicians for some of this as opposed to just pre-recorded music.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
It just gives another energy, and anytime we can work with live music, we are just thrilled. It's a great experience for the dancers also, who don't necessarily have that in, their past. So because
So many of the professional companies anymore don't use live music. They're using recorded music.
Right. Well, some of that is economic,
sure,
of course. And also, if you're touring to get the musicians to be able to go with you, here, what is just wonderful is that the students in the jazz program will be playing, and that will be a different experience for them.
Right.
And the dancers also, because everybody has to breathe, so it will never be the same every single time.
Yes, and you're doing four shows. So.
Right, exactly.
Now, with some of the other shows, you're in collaboration with your cast, choreographed a show called Fab Four with Fresh People with the Lennon and McCartney songs.
Right.
You also are going full-on Baroque with Court of Whimsy and La Folia with music of Geminiani, one of his concerti grossi. Then there's A Love Letter with music by Cole Porter, Dorothy Fields, and Jerome Kern. And Mason Kelso arranged and will perform that. It's called A Love Letter.
Yes, and the love letter, I think, is for Bob Fosse because he choreographed the shows that these musicals are from. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And there will also, even during the 10-minute intermission, there will be a choreographed bit called Embodied Cognition,
right,
performed by the Inertia Dance Company.
Right, and they have, so the students in Inertia Dance Company, which is this year directed by Sarah Wilcoxon, they have created solos and duets that are based on their understanding of someone they did not like. So, and one of the students I know did, she based her solo on Saddam Hussein. So trying to understand, it's about empathy, right? Trying to understand that other person and where that other person is coming from. And I think that will be a very interesting event in the lobby.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So it's like wall-to-wall dancing.
Yes,
yeah.
for the entire length of the show.
Right.
Another classically oriented piece, Sarah Brummel choreographed a piece called Interlude with music of Clara Schumann as an homage to George Balanchine.
Yes. And so this is a neoclassical ballet work. And what's fun for me is that, so the Clara Schumann work is variations on a theme by Robert Schumann.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually used the Brahms variations on a theme by Robert Schumann 3 years ago for a piece. So yeah, it's like,
somebody's going to have to choreograph an original work of Schumann himself.
Right, exactly, using
his original music.
That would be a good idea.
Sarah Brummel is also doing a dance for Chelsea for Chelsea Thomas.
Mm-hmm. So Chelsea is graduating this semester, and we like to showcase our seniors if we can. And so
this is music by the Buddy Rich Big Band.
So it's a short piece, and it's jazzy and fun, and yeah.
And Kyle Aho is doing music for another of Sarah's pieces, mm-hmm. Sarah and the Boys.
Right, exactly. And so again, his students in the symposium will be playing for that. Again, a fun piece. There's one young woman in this, and the other students who are dancing are male. So, and I think she probably gets thrown around quite a bit.
Probably.
So, yeah, and because she's small, and one can
do that
small
sort of thing.
Around. Yes.
Another one of Sarah Wilcoxon's pieces is Woke, and I'll let you describe that one. It's a little more complex.
Yeah. So Sarah based her this particular dance on, there's a quote here, there are so many more things to feel and see while you're awake.
Right.
And it's a dark piece. It's very emotional. The space will be defined by a very hard light and people coming in and out of that and realizing that sometimes victims become the victimizer as well. Like, how can we be aware of who we are and what we've been through and not continue that transmission? Yeah.
Now, the final piece on the program uses music of Thomas Addis, the British contemporary concert composer. It's called Remember the Ladies, and it was first performed back in 2006.
That's correct, yeah. So this is a collaboration that I did with Vonda Yarberry, who is now the interim head of the Art and Design Department. Mm-hmm. And Vonda's work is in digital media. So she does projections and animations. The projections are from, we haven't changed those. They are from the original piece. There are the original cast dressed in period costumes that reflect these four ladies who were Jacqueline Kennedy at the time, Eleanor Roosevelt, Mary Todd Lincoln, and Abigail Adams. And they're doing the movement from the dance in slow motion on these huge, beautiful projections.
But with readings from writings by those four women, read by Sheila Gordon,
kind of
the evolution of women in American culture.
Right. And how has that changed or not?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. So,
well, as your program says, the issues are simply dressed a little differently.
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, that's what you're going to see at the MSU Theater and Dance Department Spring Dance Concert, Movement in Flux. And there are four performances next weekend, Thursday through Saturday, May 4th through 6th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, May 7th at 2:30 p.m. in the Craig Hall Coger Theater. And Saturday and Sunday performances, of course, taking place during Arts Fest weekend.
Right.
And tickets are $14 for adults, $12 for students and senior citizens, or $8 in advance with an MSU ID. And you can visit theateranddance.missouristate.edu, and there's a link to click to buy tickets online. Or you can call the MSU ticket office, 836-7678, to purchase tickets for that next week. We missed anything that people might want to know.
No, it's just I think that there's a little bit for everybody and maybe a lot for a lot of people,
Okay. Actually.
Yeah, should be a lively performance.
Ruth Barnes from the Missouri State University Theater and Dance Department. All right, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Randy.
Appreciate it.
Pleasure.